Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Call the stove.
Call the stove.
Call the stove.
I believe there's more than one, correct?
Yes, Jasmine is
Daniel.
Nice to hear from both of you.
Thank you.
We will start with the certainty. The Zohar verse on certainty from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and then we'll go into the handout, which is available on the Unique Astrological Times link under the Rosh Chodesh Adar section. Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, because we're in a leap year. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudshabrihu shkitei b'hilur himud hilud hilur himud. L'yachla l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'sok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kola Yihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Be'leit Lach Mila Be'alma Divaye Barnash Le'dach Ya'leya Mine Yaulam Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Vada Bikshot Inun Wikolai Stirich Be Alma. If you open up the Rosh Chodesh Aleph handout for this year, we'll When Adar comes in, joy increases. This is the mantra, the adage that all of the rabbis speak about, that whenever Adar enters, joy increases. There's just one problem. The energy of joy is available, but most people do not know how to connect to it. They don't build the vessel for it. And the other issue that people have is in Adar, there's two Adars this year. And they always say that Adar Aleph is the same as Adar Bet. But it really isn't. Adar Aleph is building the vessel to receive the joy that's available in both months. But there is significant difference in how we approach Adar Aleph as to how we approach Adar Bet. The most significant difference is in the on Rosh Chodesh, because in Adar Bet we will utilize all of the 12 permutations of Hashem's name. But in Adar Aleph, we will only connect to the energy of the permutation of Adar, not all 12. And there are other differences. The main issue is to realize that you're building a vessel during Adar Aleph. And how do you build a vessel? What is the consciousness you have to strive to maintain, especially on the Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph? And that is what we will be talking about tonight. How does one build a vessel to be happy, to maintain your happiness and joy? The meaning of Adar in Hebrew is glory and honor. But in Adar Aleph, it's the glory of unity. It's the honoring of unity. Adar, generally, both months are months of completion. You need to complete your year. Because the purpose of Adar is to remove doubts. We will, during the holiday of Purim, which is 6 weeks away, during that holiday of Purim, the premise of Purim is to remove doubts. All of the rituals associated with Purim removes doubts, helps us to remove doubts. And this is the way we build the vessel. But we have those same holidays. Zion Adar, the Fast of Esther, the Purim Scroll, the Purim Reading. We have all of these holidays. We have the four special Shabbats. The first one is in Adar Aleph, because it comes with the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. But what is that special reading? We will find out as we go through our handout. The attribute is to be joyful, to have playfulness, to be in laughing all the time. How do you laugh when you're not happy? And this is the secret to building a vessel. Fake it till you make it. Laugh when you're not happy. Laugh as you become happier. Laugh when you reach the ultimate level of joy. Fake it. When you laugh, you reveal light. You draw light to yourself. Laughter is a way of being happy. I'm paraphrasing the Zohar right now. Without joy and playfulness and laughter, there can be no wisdom in the world. The Talmud is filled with jesting and play among the sages. Laughter is actually an exchange of chesed for gevurah. There is much to be learned from this truth. How does judgment replace chesed, or how does chesed replace judgment? It's your choice. Somebody is judging you. Replace that judgment with joy, with chesed. Start laughing. He's judging me. Does his opinion count? Is it important? Do I want to judge him back? Well, stop that. Joy has no judgment. Joy just is. And learning to be joyful just is a tool that will reveal wisdom in your life over and over again, constantly. The normal tribe for Adar is Naphtali. But the older tribe was Benjamin. And there is a different tribe in the 13th month of Adar Bet. And that's the tribe of Levi that is connected to the temple, which represents the Malchut. Just as Adar Bet represents Malchut. The tribal totem in Adar is the wolf, which has the attribute of nurture, nurturing, mothering. But it's not just mothering. There's a difference between mothering and nurturing. Most of us live in the city today, we don't realize that the wolf sounds changes with the changes of the cycle of the moon. And the wolf fluctuates between being with the pack and being by themselves. Adar Bet is more in tune with being with the pack, being with the community. But Adar Aleph is a good time to do your individual meditations. Find time during this month to focus on a meditation of something that you want to reveal, or learning what you want to reveal. There's a tribal stone called the jasper. Yud Shin Pei Hei. And this stone has the calming quality. It helps with communication, but mostly it helps to keep you calm. And it helps to strengthen your psychic abilities, because the month of Adar is connected to psychic abilities. The people born in Adar, the Pisces, have strong psychic abilities. Their intuition is very strong if you'll only listen. And even if you're not born in Pisces, the influence on all of us is to strengthen our psychic intuition. The herb that's associated with Adar is cinnamon. In Hebrew word, it's called kinanmon. And this, the translation of this name is acquire much. What are you acquiring? In Adar, the Adar people, people born in the month of Pisces, they don't have an ego. Their correction is to develop an ego. This is the idea of the month needing to acquire much. But what are you acquiring? Are you acquiring Torah? Are you acquiring wisdom? Are you acquiring ability and time to meditate? Or are you being ordered around because you don't have the wherewithal to stand and say no? People born in Adar, it is said that this is their last incarnation. It is said that if you're born in Adar, you're going to have the opportunity to complete your tikkun. Now, it may take you 4 or 5 or 6 lifetimes to be born in Adar to complete that tikkun, because it's difficult to develop an ego when you have spent hundreds of lifetimes reducing it. But it's always about, the Torah is always about finding balance. And the best balance, the only balance, is joy. I'm in pain. Be happy. Thank Hashem for your pain. Know that the pain is a gift. Oh, Hanok must have gone off the deep end, what he's saying now. When you have pain in your life, you know you're alive. You're not bored. Now, What has caused the pain? That you can remove. But first, you have to appreciate the pain is there. This is part of building the vessel. And you're going to love this. The house of Adar is the Beit Ha'ava. Actually, it's Ha'iva. The house of opposition. Adar, it's easy to fall into depression instead of joy. You need to go and decide what is your opposite behavior? What is binding by striking? It's stopping your reaction. It's going against your nature. This is the energy of opposition. This is the energy of Adar Aleph, especially because it's helping you to build your vessel. Adar's Rosh Chodesh is always on the Chinese New Year. Sometimes it's the New Year for Shvat. This year, it's the new year for the pig, the year of the pig. The nature of the pig is in the Yiddish word chazer. A chazer is somebody who wants to acquire much, wants to get more than their share. We need to be balanced in Adar. We need to recognize that tendency and go against the desire to receive for oneself alone, which is what creates the lack of ego in the Pisces people and why it is so difficult for the Pisces people to develop their ego, to be able to stand up for themselves. It's opposition. The sign, the Pisces, is the Dagim, the fishes. It's not the dog, it's not an individual fish. It's plural. It's the dagim. Fishes live their whole life in a school. It's called a school of fishes. They live their whole life in water, which is chesed, loving kindness. There's no judgment in Adar. This is the lesson that we learn from Joseph HaTzadik. You don't think that the Egyptian nobles were jealous of Joseph when he was appointed number two in the whole country? They had to bow down to him. He was allowed to ride on his own chariot and his own horse. All of these things. You don't think that the evil eye was attacking Joseph? The answer is he was immune from the evil eye. Because the evil eye can only attack an ego. When you're doing the will of God, when you're serving God and you're thinking about helping others, There's no place for the evil eye to attack you. Pisceans act in passive ways. Now, what does that mean? It means I don't care much. I don't need to act out. What happens, happens. It's all okay. But it's not okay. What is okay is serving God. What is okay is building your vessel to remove the doubts, to prepare for the joy of Purim. It's okay to prepare for the half shekel donation, which is the last Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. During Adar, what is important is not passive. What is important is action. Proper, balanced action. And that means action that creates joy. If you look at the five different mitzvot associated with Purim, which we won't do this month, but we will next. But if you look at those five different actions, it's about creating joy in other people. The gift to the poor is just one example. One of the tools to utilize during Adar Aleph, especially Aleph as opposed to Adar Bet, but it's a tool you can use all every day, all the time, and that is to recognize when people are trying to persuade you to do something. That's called advertising. It's called advertising. It's called being swayed. It's called not looking for the truth. The nature of the Pisces is calmness. The nature of Pisces is to go with the flow. So you hear the advertising. You hear the statements. Are they truthful? Do they apply to you? By questioning this, you're building the proper balanced vessel. Be aware that your tendency during Adar is to be passive, but it's a month to be active. Active in meditation. Active in chikh. Active in doing more studying of Torah. This is the month of Adar. the letters that control the month of Adar. They're the same for both months. The Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the Pisces, and the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter. Jupiter is this slow-moving planet. Jupiter is this planet that constantly expands. Every day, every year, Jupiter becomes larger. Where does the physicality come from? Does it matter? Jupiter attracts more. It consumes, it wants more. But as human beings, we have to do that in a balanced way. The permutation for the month of Adar that we will utilize is Hey Hey Yud Vav. Nothing is in its proper location except for one of the hays could be considered in its proper location, but it really isn't, because the first hay is out of location. And the second hay is out of location, coming from Malchut. Let me read this sentence that's in the handout. In Kabbalah, we learn that experience creates knowledge. You have to experience in order to know. Knowing that Hashem is good creates the effect of joy. The more we contemplate this truth, the more we meditate on this truth, that Hashem is good, the more joyful we will have. More joy we will have, the larger our vessel for joy will become. Certainty is what we need to create within us during Adar Aleph. The word for certainty in Hebrew is Vadai. Vav, Dalet, Aleph, Yud.
Okay.
It is important to utilize your name in Hebrew letters and intertwine those letters with Vadai, Vav, Dalet, Aleph, Yud. Bring in the energy of certainty into your soul every day. Meditate on the 7, 8, or 9 letters of your name intertwined with Vadai. You can do this every day of the year. I once had a student who thought I was crazy when I said this, but he put up a sign in his room with his, in his case, it was 8 letters, 4 from Vadai and 4 from his name. And every day he looked at the sign. Every day he meditated on the sign. Every day he brought those 8 letters into his mind. In a set, in essence, and at the end of the year, he called me and said it worked. He realized that he was more certain. There was more certainty in his own personal actions. His doubts had been eliminated. Use the tool. It works. What are you becoming certain about? Be certain that Hashem is good. Do you know that Hashem is good? Do you experience that Hashem is good? How do you experience it? Because you got a raise in your work? Because you had a great idea that turned into a booming business? Where are these things coming from? Well, everybody got a raise. This minimum wage went up, so other people's wages went up. That's true, if you wish it to be true. If you wish to perceive the world that way. But we have to know that the spiritual is the cause and the physical is the effect. The minimum wage going up was not because some politicians passed a law. It went up because Hashem said it's time for it to go up. Knowing that Hashem is the one who does and orchestrates everything, this is how we learn. This is how we experience that Hashem is good. The gematria of the word Adar is 205, Aleph, Dalet, Resh. But we can substitute a hey for the Aleph and the Dalet together. And all of a sudden, what's concealed in the month of Adar is the mountain. It's Har. Hey, Resh spells the word for mountain. Har Sinai, Mount Sinai. But what is the essence of a mountain? It's something you climb step by step. It's something that causes you to look up to Hashem. It's something that elevates you from where you were to where you are going. Another word that has the same gematria is with tzedakah and tzedakah and charity. And the righteous, many different interpretations and translations. But the point is, Adar connects to the tzedakah and righteous. The behavior of the Piscean can be righteous. The behavior that you have during this month can be righteous, but what does it take? It takes the recognition of what is the tools to utilize. First rule, create more joy in your life. We all know, or hopefully you know, that when you share, when you give tzedakah, you feel better. You get more joyful. When you share with others, you become more joyful. Create more joy. How can you do that? You need to create methods that create joy in your life. Where are you in your stage of life? Are you getting joy from your children? Are they giving you opportunities to create joy in their lives? Are you joking with your coworkers, with your spouses, with your children? Are you laughing? This creates joy in your life. Complementary to increasing joy is eliminating pain and suffering. Someone suffers from arthritis. Is it going to go away? They tell us arthritis stays once it develops. When you're happy, it doesn't hurt. When you're happy that it hurts, the pain dissipates. We can be constantly happy. It is difficult, but it is easy to do. When you wake up in the morning, say the Mode Ani, being grateful that your soul returned to your body. Wake up. After you say the Mode Ani, say a mantra that you will be happy this day. One day at a time, you will be happy. The main problem with most people is they're striving to do things forever. And we live in a world of cycles. But we can control the cycle today. We can be happy today. We can make it last all day. And if we start out making the statement, I will be happy today. I will do all of my actions to reveal light and to bring Mashiach. I will be happy the whole day. And every action that I do will have that consciousness associated with it. Remove your personal Amalek. Remember, Amalek means doubt. But what is your personal doubts? And how do you remove your personal doubts? Your personal doubt is the still small voice that says, we do not deserve this joy. It's the still small voice that says, we're not supposed to have this joy. We're not supposed to have this wonderful life. We didn't earn it. That's not true. It can never be true. You will never have anything you didn't earn. That is called bread of shame, when you receive something you didn't earn. It never lasts. So don't worry about whether it's true or not. Be happy that you have it. And I'm not talking just about the things, the material wealth. I'm talking about the spiritual wealth that you have grown by studying Kabbalah. Be happy because it's yours. It's happy because you earned it. If you hadn't earned it, it wouldn't be there. This is how you remove your personal doubts, your personal Amalek. When that voice enters your head, throw it out. Put it in a box, a mental box, that you can lock up, and then set fire to the box and burn it all up. That's what you do with any negative thought. During Adar, both Adars, it's good to give additional tzedakah, additional charity, even additional tithing. The tikkun in Pisces is transforming from seeing the world through physical senses to recognizing and acting upon your spiritual senses. Why do we need to do that? Because for centuries we've been taught what they see, what we see, is the cause of things that happen in our lives. But the truth is, we don't ever see the cause of what happens in our lives, because it's always spiritual. When I lead services in the synagogue that I do here Saturday morning, and I make the prayer, I tell people, if I mispronounce the words, don't worry, because what comes out of my mouth is being taken from my mouth to your ear. And your ear is going to hear exactly the right thing that it is supposed to hear. Because that's what the angel who carries my word to your ear does. That angel changes my words to be the right words for you to hear. So be joyful. When I make a mistake, be joyful. When you make a mistake, be joyful. You are in control of being joyful. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa. Gedulat Shemincha Tatiri Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Tzadik. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Unconditional love, what you share will bring you joy and happiness. Kabel Rinat Am Chasakbeinu Taharenu Nora. Ufreshayat Sintet Nun. These six letters spell Prasatan. Tear up Satan. Eliminate your negative thoughts. Eliminate the negative feelings in your life. Guard your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth, the gates that let Satan into your life. Please stand and dance and sing with me. Hey, hey, oh, ah, 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 hey, hey, oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh,
Mm-hmm.
Betet Resh, Adi Taf Gimel. Tassim Kadosh, Biro Tuka, Nael Adata, Ketufet, Tet Lilayim. Yahid Geet, Lamcha Pene, So Shata Yud Gimelamet Bei Zayim Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Ba'amah Shem Kufat Tzaviyut Tav. Keep in mind the Shin and the Kuf represent the gematria of 400, the four worlds, times 10, times 10. 10 Sephirot within Sephirot. The last four letters connect to the gematria of Ahavatinam, 506, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion, the 400, the four worlds, the 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot representing completion. That path to completion is through injecting unconditional love in every step in our process. If you're not happy, visualize the monkey riding the camel. You will break out hysterically laughing. Visualize joy and happiness.
That's funny.
And the eighth verse, please say in a whisper. Ground that excess energy of negativity and leave in its wake the camel riding the monkey. Cut a show to all. You picked that up, didn't you?
That
is tough. Thank you, Anup.
Are there any questions?
That was a great class.
I'm glad you liked it.
Great.
Yeah, we're ready. I like it.
Always remember, whether it's the camel riding the monkey or the monkey's riding the camel, it's both ways are joyful.
That's true.
That is so, so awesome.
No, that was a great class, and you packed a lot of stuff in there. Very broadly applicable to my life and for everyone else's life for this month and for ever. Very applicable.
Baruch Hashem, I'm glad you liked it, Jack.
I did.
Now the secret is to go out and utilize these tools. That's the important part.
Well, and you know I have.
I know you have. But there's always more that we can do.
Oh, yes. Still a long way to go.
Shalom gadol to all. Have a beautiful month.
Shalom. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.